All seven of them were real sharp guys. Each of them had a large ego, I guess is the best way to say it. Very competitive with each other, but supportive of each other too. But among themselves, they're very competitive. They would look for anything that would give them an edge over one of the other guys. And they would, they worked with the launch crew very closely. We spent a lot of time with them, especially some of the work that I was in, where we had to do a weight and balance, and the spacecraft had to have the weight and balance, the center of gravity, determined very precisely, because the rockets, that the retro rockets, the separation rockets, which we call posigrade rockets, had to fire through the center of gravity or the spacecraft may tumble. So we just, for that purpose, we just considered the astronaut another piece of equipment. And he had a part number, and we physically weighed and determined what the astronaut's center of gravity was. So, and it was to make him fit into his helmet, and the helmet into the contoured couch and everything. We even had them have their hair cut the same way. We were probably way too conservative in most cases, but we didn't know any better, so we did it that way. One of the major goals of Project Mercury was just to see if man could survive in space and do some limited maneuvering. And then we went to the Gemini program, and the Gemini program was very specific to see if he could maneuver a spacecraft and maneuver and also rendezvous. We had to do that in order to make the Apollo program work. Yeah, we had 15 minutes of manned spaceflight experience. 5 minutes of weightlessness was all we had when the president committed us to send somebody to the moon and back safely. And safely was the word, because that was a you had to have it right, because once you launched and went on the translunar trajectory, or practically just got into orbit, there was no rescue capability. They were kind of on their own resources, and I think one of the most dramatic things in the whole space program was the Apollo 13 flight, where the oxygen bottle did indeed blow up.
Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem. And we had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there. And as I recall, BP was the one that had a amp spike on it once before.
Roger, Fred.
The amount of work that was done in order to figure out how to get that back was a tremendous cooperative effort between the people on the ground, and it was people on the ground all over the country, and the crew and the spacecraft. The thing was practically redesigned during that flight, and we were dependent on one engine to make sure that it would fire to get the vehicle back in one piece. That was a very dramatic thing, probably the most dramatic thing that's happened in the space program.